Nations. I wouldn't say the United Nations because the UN role in this is actually pretty minimal. It is true that there are some UN specialized agencies that operate in North Korea. The World Food Program, I believe, is the big one, because North Korea constantly has food problems. And there are Western NGOs and aid groups, charities and stuff like that, that also operate in North Korea. I've actually been to North Korea and I've seen these charities operate. I've actually met some of the people who actually live there and do this stuff. But they're actually pretty small, right? I mean, the North Koreans are pretty worried about Westerners sort of running around in North Korea, making trouble and saying things and this and that. So any kind of foreign penetration in North Korea is very, very limited, right? I think the real issue is actually North Korea's neighbors, specifically Japan, China, the United States and South Korea. Russia is really sort of a bit player in this drama. And that's what they really want, right? I mean, the North Koreans now are very dependent on only the Chinese. They used to be able to sort of play the Chinese off the South Koreans, off the Japanese, off the Americans, and sort of extract aid and concessions from each of those. In the last 10 years or so, it's become harder to do that. Particularly Japan, the United States, and South Korea have sort of closed ranks and don't really deal individually with North Korea anymore. This has pushed North Korea to China. North Korea doesn't like being dependent on just one player. And so they're constantly, I think that's what this is, an effort to sort of shake up, become a sort of very difficult game for the North, where they're an economic colony of China.